brought to you by Penguin.
Technofeudalism. Written and read by me, Yannis Varoufakis. Preface. Some years ago, I decided to write a brief history of capitalism. To temper the task's enormity and force myself to focus on what capitalism boils down to, I decided to pretend I was narrating capitalism's story to my then 12-year-old daughter. So, without seeking Xenia's permission, something she will never let me forget, I began writing the book in the form of a long letter to her. Taking care to use no jargon, not even the word capitalism, I kept reminding myself that whether or not my narrative made sense to a youngster was a litmus test of my own grasp of capitalism's essence. The result was a slim volume entitled Talking to My Daughter, A Brief History of Capitalism. It took as its starting point an apparently simple question of hers. Why is there so much inequality? Even before it was published in 2017, I was feeling uneasy. Between finishing the manuscript and holding the published book in my hands, it felt as if it were the 1840s, and I was about to publish a book on feudalism. Or even worse, like waiting for a book on Soviet central planning to see the light of day in late 1989. Belatedly, that is. In the years after it was published, first in Greek, later in English, my weird hypothesis that capitalism was on the way out, and not merely undergoing one of its many impressive metamorphoses, gathered strength. During the pandemic, it became a conviction, which became an urge to explain my thinking in a book, if for no other reason than to give friends and foes, outraged by my theory, a chance to disparage it properly, having perused it in full. So what is my hypothesis? It is that capitalism is now dead, in the sense that its dynamics no longer govern our economies. In that role, it has been replaced by something fundamentally different, which I call technofeudalism. At the heart of my thesis is an irony that may sound confusing at first, but which I hope to show makes perfect sense. The thing that has killed capitalism is capital itself. Not capital as we have known it since the dawn of the industrial era, but a new form of capital, a mutation of it that has arisen in the last two decades, so much more powerful than its predecessor that, like a stupid, overzealous virus, it has killed off its host. What caused this to happen? Two main developments. The privatization of the internet by America's and China's big tech, and the manner in which Western governments and central banks responded to the 2008 Great Financial Crisis. Before saying a little more on this, I must emphasize that this is not a book about what technology will do to us. It is not about artificial intelligence chatbots that will take over our jobs, about autonomous robots that will threaten our lives, or Mark Zuckerberg's ill-conceived metaverse. No, this book is about what has already been done to capitalism, and therefore to us, by the screen-based, cloud-linked devices we all use, our boring laptop and our smartphone, in conjunction with the way central banks and governments have been acting since 2008. The historic mutation of capital that I'm highlighting has already happened. But, caught up in our pressing dramas, from debt worries and the pandemic to wars and the climate emergency, we have barely noticed. It is high time we paid attention. If we do pay attention, it is not hard to see that capital's mutation into what I call cloud capital has demolished capitalism's two pillars, markets and profits. Of course, markets and profits remain ubiquitous. Indeed, markets and profits were ubiquitous under feudalism, too. They just aren't running the show anymore. What has happened over the last two decades is that profit and market...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?